More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Teich. Occasional August openings tease the traditional Labor Day start of the fall arts season, whether it's plays, concerts, exhibition openings, or dance, which means we are well into that fall arts season, at least a couple of weeks into it. And for the past few years, we've been noting the increasingly busy season that is in Milwaukee. But what does this year's fall arts season portend? As we have in recent years, we sit down with Milwaukee Magazine editors to look at what we can expect. Managing editor Tim McCormick compiled this year's Fall Arts Guide in the magazine, and he joined Lake Effect's Bonnie North in the studio.
Is it me, or is there even more to do this fall in Milwaukee than normal? I'm looking at this list, and I thought, this fall just seems like it's huge. There's just so much going on.
There is. It kind of makes up for the fact that the weather is already turning on us and turning into fall. But every year we always are presented with the same problem of there is so much to do. We want to try to make this as accessible as possible for our fall arts guide. And so we do try to not cram, but we do try to squeeze in as much as we can. So whatever your cup of tea is, we try to find something that you'll enjoy.
I also like I like the new layout of this year, because what you've done is you've divided it into sections where you've got music, theater, dance, film, authors and speakers, comedy, and then family-friendly fare. So if, say, I'm particularly interested in comedy, I can just go right to that and see some of the highlights of the things that are going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you've made it very user-friendly.
We hope so. We hope so. Easy to fill out your calendar then and see what you want to do for your fall evenings.
When you're putting it together, as you said, you're trying to get as much in as possible. How do you choose? How do you decide? Obviously, the big things you know you're going to put in.
Right.
But how do you fill in the rest of the space?
We've got a great roster of critics on the bench here at Milwaukee Magazine that we can really rely on them. Paul Kosodowski does a wonderful job with what might be considered more of the traditional fine arts, classical music, dance, and theater. Kevin Miller, our music critic here, really does a great job of, again, reaching out to a broad base of listeners and music fans so that they can find something that is enjoyable for them in more of a popular music kind of category. And we just kind of divvy it up the rest. And, you know, we have a constant feed of art institutions and theater companies that are coming to us and saying, here's what's on tap. So we try to keep an eye on them throughout the year and then make sure that their stuff is up to snuff. And then we're more than comfortable putting them into the fall arts preview and making sure our readers know about their great offerings.
Do you hope that the arts preview and the calendar that you have is something that everyone goes to kind of get an idea
Absolutely.
Of what's happening?
Yeah. And there again, we try to make it even more inclusive this year. We in the past haven't kind of focused on kid fare or family friendly fare. I'm a dad of two young boys, so I was excited to see what's on tap and what we can get out to for the fall. And we found that a lot of our readers are reacting to that as well.
Well, what are some of the highlights? We can't get to everything.
Right.
There are some amazing things that are happening, actually, as we're speaking.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Like it's not even like wait until a week from now. Things are happening right
fall
now.
Fall is underway.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's already a couple of shows. I think it was last week, Sylvanesso, a band that started in Milwaukee at the Cactus Club when a couple of members just met on stage. They were going to originally play the Cactus Club. They got so popular they had to move to the Pabst. I think a lot of your listeners over the weekend may have seen Don Giovanni, which will be also taking place, I think, tonight and Tuesday. So there's still a chance to catch that. But, you know, looking farther off into the distance under music, there's a great charity event, the Slay Riders, a collection of around 40 local musicians that'll be getting together and raising funds for Variety, the Children's Charity of Wisconsin. Another one in pop music that's always been pretty popular is the Alverno Presents series. They're going to do Smith Uncovered this year, a reinterpretation of songs of Patti Smith. They always get great local artists to kind of reinvent classic artists that have really made a mark on the music scene. And this one, again, appears to be just top-notch.
Yeah, it was Stephen Foster a couple of years ago.
Right, I think Marvin Gaye was last year.
I think so, yeah. And so now Patti Smith, which is going to be fabulous. Yeah. Fabulous stuff. And that's just in music.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And that's just more pop music. I mean, John Prine, I see, is coming,
right.
which is fantastic. The new pornographers from Canada coming down. And we also have some good classical stuff. Frankly, music, of course, is starting up again. I think it's Bach to Bach this year,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Which should be a lot of fun. And Prometheus Trio is always a great concert
exactly.
thing to do as well. Moving to theater. What are some of the great highlights for that?
In theater, again, Paul Kosodowski, our very trusted critic, has done a great job of coming up with his top 10 for the fall here. Another one that we kind of squeezed in there was Liberace will be at the Repertory Theater, and we have a fun little quiz that you can take in the magazine there, true-false about Liberace and the production. But a couple of things that I'm excited about is to see how the Boulevard Theater stages Pal Joey at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. They just recently up and moved out of Bayview.
I was going to say, that's a big change
yes.
in the theater scene, the
yep.
fact that they no longer have a storefront on Kinnikinnik.
Right.
They're kind of floating around.
Yes,
they still exist.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right, yes.
But
yeah.
they're doing things at other places, and South Milwaukee seems to be somewhat of a new home.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. But I've seen shows at South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. I think it'll be a fine venue for them.
Yeah, and Pal Joey is such an interesting piece. Too, because it's not done very much. It's Rodgers and Hart. I think it was 1940. It's kind of dark. It's got some great songs. I mean,
right,
people
right,
who
right,
know
right.
the American Songbook will go, oh, that's where that song comes from, if they don't already know. But yeah, that's going to be a fun thing to actually just even hear the music live
exactly,
again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And another one that Paul kind of unearthed, maybe a bit of on the non-traditional side, Carrie the Musical is one that I was excited to read about and excited to go see coming in October at Theater Unchained. Yes, it is based on that graphic.
Iconic movie. And,
exactly.
Yeah. And it was a hit on Broadway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how it floats here. Yeah.
Right.
And we also have the film festivals coming up.
Exactly.
But not just the big one, not just Milwaukee
right.
Film.
Right.
But there's so many other little ones
little more
that
niche.
Do really interesting work.
Yes.
And present.
Yeah.
We just had the Short Film Festival a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And what else is coming up?
There, we also were able to unearth the Jewish Film Festival coming up in October. And then also a cultural highlight every year for us is the Milwaukee LGBT Film and Video Festival that is also in Spooling in October.
Right. And a lot of really interesting things.
Right. Of course, there's also the Milwaukee Film Festival that is getting ready to pretty much take over town, it seems.
It pretty much does.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, when it's one of those great things where like every venue is used
right,
for something
right, right.
for those 10 or 11 days. So that's coming as well. We can't not talk about the visual arts. It seems like everything is opening.
Right.
There's from obviously things happening at the art museum, at the
right.
Milwaukee Art Museum, but also smaller. And interesting exhibits.
And again,
exhibits.
Very accessible.
Yeah.
Kevin Miyazaki, who recently released a book, Perimeter, which is a collection of his photographs of people surrounding Lake Michigan. I think he's coming up to Boswell to do a book signing. At the Hagerty he's doing that. But he also is curating a show on a website with different clever little themes. Life and or death is one that's on there currently. But you can go to tinytinygroupshow.com and it's a collection of artists that he kind of has an eye for. But again, very accessible that you can just pop onto your computer screen and see art that way as well.
And isn't Perimeter showing at the Hagerty?
Yes,
so
yes,
you
I'm
can
sorry,
see
yes,
it that
yes,
way
yes,
too.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, his work.
Right, right.
But that's interesting. That curating something online and
right.
having people access art that way.
And another one that seems to be very accessible, the Linden Sculpture Garden is hosting Paul Drucki's work. I might be getting that last name wrong. I apologize if he's listening. But he recently was featured at the Whitney Biennial, which is a huge accomplishment in the art world, as I'm sure most of your listeners know. But they have an outdoor site-specific installation called Garden Path. Again, a great way to experience art when you don't think you're into art.
Authors and speakers. some really amazing people.
I got to pen this one. I was very happy about this.
This is yours? Okay.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I can't wait.
I just can't. I want to thank him in person for what he did with that Cosmos television show. A real eye-catching series that even, again, my young boys were just fascinated by. And it's just amazing to sit down and think of the scope of the universe and our little blip in time that we've had here. But anyways, he is coming December to the Riverside. Another spaceman is coming to our neck of the woods.
This is really exciting to me. This is Chris Hadfield,
exactly.
The Canadian astronaut who was on YouTube the entire time he was at the space station.
And had a huge Twitter following. Yep. He would post a bunch of pictures. He's bringing copies of his book, You Are Here, Around the World in 92 Minutes, and it's much of that those photos that he was collecting while he was on the space station. Just amazing stuff again.
Yeah, anything that has to do with the universe, I'm right there. I'm right there. Well, we talked a little bit about family-friendly, and so why did you decide to pull out family-friendly things specifically? I mean, because, you know, kids would like theater and kids would like – so
There are certain theater groups that they might like a little bit more. You know, First Stage does a great job of I think the attention span, it's tough to get a kid to sit still for that long. And so some of those shows, while I'm sure there are 8 and 9 year old kids that are in the audience for maybe even Don Giovanni or something like that, these are a little more their speed. We have Walking with Dinosaurs, which is going to invade the Bradley Center. Another one that I think a lot of little boys out there are fascinated with dinosaurs at a certain age.
I have to say,
you as well?
I was when I was that age.
Excellent.
It's not just boys.
Excellent.
Yeah, girls
excellent.
Like them too.
And then there's also, again, Frank Almond will be performing. He's going to be the first artist in residence with the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, which, again, you're creating fans for life at that point. Sure, it might be a little bit more bite-size kind of presentations that they're making, but you will get them hooked at a very early age.
Exactly. We didn't talk about dance.
Dance.
We have to talk about a little bit about dance because, again, we have almost a plethora of amazing dance in this town for the size that we are.
Right, right.
You know,
a very vibrant scene.
Yeah.
Of course, there's always, you know, the Nutcracker will be coming in December once again if you're into that. But there's an interesting collaborative project with DanceWorks Performance Company called The Paleontology of a Woman. And they've enlisted the help of Timothy Westbrook. Again, some of your listeners might be familiar. He was a contestant on Project Runway not too long ago. And so there again, it's kind of that accessibility that we found throughout the piece, trying to get people that might not be particular fans of dance, but they might be of fashion. And when you get those two audiences together, I think some really great things happen.
Right. And then, of course, there's the Milwaukee Ballet. Michael Pink's
right.
Wonderfully known for these story ballets that he creates. And this one's Don Quixote,
right.
Which is always a fun one.
he first staged it in 1987 when he was at England's Northern Ballet. And again, here in 2005. So I think we'll have a very big audience for that one as well.
I think
so,
too. Yeah. And so we're going to wrap up with comedy because I mentioned that at first. And we seem to also be a stop for comics now. That has happened in the last couple of years, it seems. Maybe the last five.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
getting more and more and more people coming through on tour. And then the local comedy scenes also
it's
seems
kind
to
of,
be exploding
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, yeah. It lifts all boats, as
yeah,
they say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can pin this directly at the feet of Lewis Black, but he is a huge fan of this town. We were lucky enough to get a few minutes of his time, and you can see in the magazine he's got some very funny responses as to why he loves Milwaukee. Recently, I also read a piece where Jerry Seinfeld was interviewed, and he was talking about his affinity for Bob Uecker. So I don't know if that has anything to do with
there
why
you go.
We're a major stop here.
Yeah.
But Jerry Seinfeld is another one that's coming through. Some people might be familiar with the NBC show Last Comic Standing. They've put on a kind of a roster of their top comics that they'll be bringing through town as well. But there's, again, you can't find a weekend without getting a chuckle.
Well, it doesn't seem like you can find a weekend to have a free moment. Because if we take the Fall Guide, just the things that are in the Fall Guide will be busy through
You'll
December.
Be stocked up. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, Tim McCormick, as always, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for stopping
we
by.
We really appreciate it. Thank you, Bonnie.
Tim McCormick is managing editor at Milwaukee Magazine. The magazine's Fall Arts Preview is in the September issue on Newsstands Now. He spoke with Bonnie North. That's all for the Monday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for listening today, and I do hope you'll be able to tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're your NPR station in Milwaukee. Don't forget, coming up at noon, it's the latest news from NPR and WBUR in Boston with Here and Now. But right now, stay tuned because it's 11 o'clock and Fresh Air is next.